One moment, please.
Phillips.
File open. Hi, Philip. It's Michael from MMA.
Hi, Michael.
How are you, sir?
Not too bad, young man.
Yeah, fantastic. Sorry, one of my colleagues gave you a call last week. I was on annual leave.
I wonder, because I was like, why are you calling? I was a bit cheeky, to be honest.
Yeah, he's all right. You can be like that with Daniel. He's fine.
I'm a bit weird. I think I've maybe said that to you before.
Yeah,
I'm a bit strange with other folk, right?
Yeah, they all know. It's only me to give you a call. But we obviously weren't in a slip through the net, so I apologize.
Yeah, you're not available, you know.
What the reason for the call, Philip, is just to give you an update that we've got all your information back now.
Yeah.
On all your all of your care records, all the information back from your GPs and stuff.
Yeah.
The next stage is for me and you to go through obviously your care records and take what's called the, you know, your final statement. I've also got all of the WhatsApps that you sent me. And we're going to obviously add them to your file as well.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be obviously a pleasant call.
No.
It's going to take us a little while, Phil. So
yeah.
We can only obviously do it when you've got the time and, you know, you're in the right state of mind and, yeah, put some time aside for me and you to go through everything together.
Yeah.
Are you available at some point next week?
When are you thinking, Michael?
Well, any day. Just give me a couple of days to prepare.
Yeah.
So if we go from like Tuesday onwards, I can then obviously I can be prepared and I'll take your statement with you.
Really. Really only available at night time, Michael.
Okay, what time?
Probably beyond your. Well, what time is that? I'm usually back up the road, you know, for about 5 o'clock in the evening.
It's okay, I'll stay. I'll do it after 5.
Are you sure, yeah, because
yeah,
you know,
no
I don't want to like have you working more hours than you need.
Ah, it's fine, buddy. I pay my own wages, so it's fine.
Oh, that's not so bad then. You're
yeah. So I'll just stay. You tell me if it's Tuesday. Can we do it Wednesday after 5 then? Because I have my daughters on a Tuesday evening.
Yeah, just, you know what? Just whatever suits yourself.
Yeah.
And that'll kind of, you know, speaking to somebody yesterday about this, you know, and I was saying, you know, I feel like I'm ready, but now that I've actually had the call, I'm like, well, am I?
Well, let's go.
I think it's just a case of bite the bullet, you know.
Yeah, well, let's see how you are Wednesday, Phil. There's no pressure.
Yeah,
if we don't get it done on Wednesday, I'll sit here Thursday evening. If we don't get it done Thursday evening, I will go back into Monday evening.
No problem.
So however long it takes, I'll go through it with you.
So what is it you've got back? Because,
let's pull
reports. There was meant to be reports taken at the hospital, you know, where they were going to charge me with assault and nurses and orderlies and stuff, but my doctor had no record of that when I asked about it.
Okay.
So and there's also, like, you know, when I requested to see a psychiatrist, I don't know, a few years back.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not even sure that these things are there, because I haven't exactly went out of my way to speak to anybody about these things.
Yeah.
It was actually my wife I was talking to.
Can you run Philip's medical records through chat, please, and see if there's any information on an assault on a nurse? What else is it that you want me to look for, Phil? I'll try and pull it out.
It was just, you know what? It's because we're talking like over 40 years ago here. So I'm not recalling everything, you know.
Yeah.
I do think that my neuralgia was caused by abuse. You know, it's damaged nerves at the back of your brain sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You know, I can't say that, really.
Okay.
But I don't know where the condition came from. It's not hereditary or things like that. I don't know.
Okay.
And I don't know. You know, I just don't know. Simple.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can only go through what, obviously, you know. And if it jogs any more, if you need to go out and find more information, I'll go away and I'll find more information.
Yeah.
I'll present to you what I've got. I was going to send it to you last week, but I wanted to speak to you first just to make sure you're in the right headspace.
Yeah,
I didn't just want to just land, you know, some information on your inbox or or whatever.
Oh,
I
yeah.
wanted to have a chat with you first, see how you were. But I can send you everything that we've got for you to prepare for it,
that'd be good, because you know, there won't be any surprises, you know, if that makes sense.
Okay. When do you want me to do
I'll
that?
Have that? So there's not going to be any surprises. I'll have that.
No, of course. I'll
have them later, if they're just completely and utterly bullshit.
Yeah, of course. When do you want me to send them, Phil?
Just when I be ready to, Michael.
I can send them now. I can get them sent to you now.
Oh, yeah. That would be fine, yeah. Yeah.
All right, what I'll do is I'll send you all the information that we've got.
Yeah.
I'll book you in for a call on Wednesday at 5:15. Give you a chance to get on and get settled. And then we'll have a chat on the Wednesday and try and get as much out of it as we can.
Is there anything else you need from me?
No, we've got absolutely everything. There's a couple of bits that I'll probably need at some point, like a bank statement, but that's to submit to redress. Any sort of, you know, support and statements, you know, your wife, any sort of like statements if she wishes to, you know, give us, you know, on the impact that your time in care has had. Anything really, just to, you know, nail home as much as we can to the redress scheme. But we'll talk about that.
My whole life has been dictated by all of this.
Yeah, I know.
Well, the person I'm now is what it's made.
Yeah. Do you know what?
I don't have friends and stuff, you know, keep people at arm's length.
Yeah.
A taxi drive, because, you know, I don't have to put up with people too long.
Yeah, I know.
So there's lots of different things, you know.
Yeah. What we've got to do, Phil, and this is it's a bit of a slap in the face for survivors, to be honest with you, is we got an email back from the redress scheme yesterday or the day before, in relation to, you know, some of the statements that we've put in, and they want us to drill more into the actual abuse than the impact.
Really?
It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. So what I don't want to do is I don't want to lead you down a merry path. Just, you know, we'll try and go through it as concise as we can. Because obviously, you know, the impact has lasted longer than the abuse, which is mental, which they won't take that into consideration. You know, your life's been, it has been molded by it. By that abuse that happened to you. So why isn't that impact taken into consideration? But this is what the Redress Scotland panel is telling us, which is, like I said, it's a bit of a kick in there.
You know what? If I was able to take out of my head and put it into their head,
the actual
experience and the emotional turmoil and the confusion and the anger and the hurt and the pain, I'm sure they wouldn't be asking for that.
No, me neither. If they could walk a mile in your shoes, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't be asking for that.
I don't think they could walk two steps in my shoes, Michael. I'm not being a cunt here.
It's a lot
to get me to where I am at this point in my life, and I'm 57.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I really do.
You're the guys are the only people I've actually... I don't even know why I even went ahead with it.
No, well, let's see. I'll send you all the info we've got.
Yeah, that'd be great, Mike. Yeah.
I'll get that done now. Can you email Philip all the information we've got on him, please? All of his records, all his medical records, everything. Everything, send him everything. Yeah, please.
Come on, Michael. I do appreciate it. Thank
you. It's not a problem, buddy. It's not a problem. I'll send you all the information, or I'll get the information sent to you for now, and then I'll have if you need me, obviously, just ring me, you've got me WhatsApp, just WhatsApp me.
Mike, that's one of the things, you know, that's one of the things that's to do with all this as well, you know, is remaining in contact with people. It's something that, you know, my brain seems, I even say this to my wife, you know, my brain seems to be conditioned to not remember anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it just cuts everything out. You know, and just
self-defense mechanism, you know, I suppose.
You know, it seemed like if I bought her a birthday last year, you know, I couldn't tell you this year what it was I got her. It's that sort of, you know, it cuts everything out. I think that's maybe some sort of defense mechanism.
Yeah, 100% it is. 100% it is.
a protection thing or, you know, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've not had any, like, professional help, or I've never seeked it because, you know.
You're worried about what the dam might break?
Well, I don't know. You know, I've held myself together so long that, you know, stripping it away, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, maybe. I couldn't even advise you on that anyway. No, they say talking about it helps. Who knows? Talking about it brings up more memories, but who knows? Yeah, I know.
All that does is just brings, like, vivid pictures back to your mind. So.
Yeah. Let's see how we get on next week.
We'll work
at your pace, and
we've come this far, Michael.
We're right at the end now, to be honest with you. This is obviously the big hurdle, but this is the last hurdle. And then we're waiting on a decision from a bunch of strangers.
Yeah. You know, it'd be interesting to find out if any of them's actually experienced anything like what all these other people have went through.
Yeah.
You know, during care, and people that were supposed to protect them are actually the fuckers you needed protected from.
No, a million percent. Some of the criteria, even in this region of Scotland, is horrendous.
Yeah,
horrendous. But we keep fighting, we keep trying.
Yeah. Crack on. We'll crack on with that, Michael. I'll have a look at that stuff when it arrives. And I'll probably just go back and forth, just looking at bits, you know.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. I'll get it sent over to you as soon as. If you need me, I ring in. I mean, you know, obviously all the time, but if out of hours, you've got my WhatsApp. If you need me, just WhatsApp me. If I don't hear from you, I'll speak to you next Wednesday, but quarter past five.
I will probably draft. It'd be easier for me, I think. I'll probably draft something, you know.
Yeah.
I'll try not to be, you know. My life has taught me to be blunt and straightforward.
Yeah.
No bullshit. I'll try not to be too explicit in use of my language.
It's in your language anyway. The statement is led by you.
I don't want to be spilling bile for Michael. I know. Okay. Well, I'm an angry bastard.
Yeah, no problem. No, well, let's go through it together.
Yeah, I'll have a look at, and you know, I'll see what the guidelines are there.
Yeah.
And
we'll just figure it out. What do you want, mate?
No problem, Michael. I do appreciate it. Thank you
Phil. Thanks, mate.
And I'll speak to you on Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, like I said, though, if you need me in the meantime, you know where I am.
No problem at all, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Phil.
And enjoy your evening.
Yeah, you too, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.